day.
Praise you, Jesus.
Via Dolorosa. Path of suffering.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He didn't have to
suffer.
Do it, Jesus.
Indeed he did.
Amen. Yes, he did.
So that we wouldn't have to.
Amen.
Now, don't confuse what we're going through with suffering.
Amen.
Biblical record tells us we have seen just a little bit of stuff for a little bit of time. This ain't nothing. So we can just keep on keeping on in Jesus. Certainly we acknowledge the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Found, epitomized, personified, and perfected in the person of Jesus, who is the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Man, happy Resurrection Day to each of you.
Amen.
We thank God for another day set aside for this particular and specific celebration.
Hallelujah.
Although our Bible study is dealing with the fact that we live the resurrection daily.
Every day.
So that's what we've been working on.
Yes.
I mean, you've read and you're hearing from the book of Isaiah.
Amen.
You read verses 25, 6 through 9. We're going to ask you to journey with us again to those inspired writings. All who are able stand in reference to the author of the word. Man, from the King James Version of the Bible, the Word of God says, "And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things." These are God's blessings to God's people. "A feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined." But now, these two are the judgments on the enemies. "And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations." Remember that. "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it." Closes with the blessing. "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now watch this. That word swallow, third word in verse 8, it deals with death being engulfed and removed and abolished and canceled and caused the ravages and the triumph of death to cease immediately. That's what he's talking about. That's what that resurrection day was all about.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this day that we come celebrating, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're getting up. You, God, getting up for us. So now as we enter the study of your word, we thank you, Lord, that you got up.
Yeah.
Thank you then, Father, that you rose up even higher and ascended, God, unto heaven. And now you sit at the right hand of the Father, pleading our case.
Yeah.
Father, for that we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So now we study with hearts and minds cleared and prepared by you, so that as you speak, God, we will be able to receive. Have your way in this place, in this service. And Jesus, in your name, saints of God, said amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
We're just going to talk today from those passages of Scripture. I know you're saying, why are you talking about resurrection in the Old Testament? But it's right there. It's all over.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to just use that as a subject today for our consideration and talk about that great getting up morning.
Yes, all right. That's good.
That great getting up morning.
Yes.
Now, do you like magicians? I do. They have the power to mesmerize me with their sleight of hand tricks.
Yes, sir.
And no matter how hard I try to figure out the method for their magic, ultimately I end up more baffled than when I started. It just appears to be more than I'm able to comprehend. I was at a magic show once with my wife in Vegas, and This man did two things that utterly amazed me. Now, mind you, we were on the first row.
All right.
So we could hear and see everything. Even when there was stuff going on over here, you could hear it. So we're sitting there, and he's doing his thing, and this curtain dropped down and went right back up, and this man had produced a full-size helicopter on the stage. Like, all right.
On an empty stage.
Yeah, there was nothing up there but him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I said, okay. But then here's the one that really boggled my mind. He cut this woman in half.
All right. Yeah, that's the one.
Now, you know, normally when somebody gets cut or something, there's some blood.
Yes, sir.
He had this woman in this box, and he cut this part, this thing, and the two parts, and you can see her head moving and flopping over here, and her feet kicking over here, and he had this little wand thing, and he passed it under and over and in between and around. And the whole time I'm sitting here trying to figure out what's going on as he's doing all of these gestures to prove that this was no illusion, and I know it was. But then he put these two boxes back together, and this woman stepped out whole and alive. So I went back to the hotel. I didn't even talk to Dana because, you know, I just couldn't get it out. But we went back, and I was trying to figure out how he did that. Now, mind you, we were in the front row.
All right.
And to this day, I still have no clue.
All right.
But you see, I was an eyewitness, so I know it happened.
Yeah. All right. Come on now.
Have you ever seen something that you just couldn't believe?
See,
it's tough to reconcile the confusion within our own mind when things we see, we don't believe happen.
All right.
It kind of leaves you feeling a bit lost, like I was with the helicopter and this half woman. And that's how I feel sometimes when I stare up into the sky at night and try to comprehend the depth of space. I find myself asking questions like, how can space go on forever? Because in my finite mind, I don't understand what forever means.
Right.
And even more mind-boggling is, how can it end if it goes on forever?
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. That's good.
Then I realize I still have no answer.
Okay.
Science has no answer.
Yes, sir.
So to ease my mind, I look away and think about something else. You know, we do that, you know.
Yes, sir.
We can turn away from the things we don't understand and then reject them. Or we can just accept them at face value until we have more information.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's what the entire race of Israelites was asked to do. God wanted them to take his promise of a Messiah, a Savior, at face value and just trust him until they had more information.
Yes.
For more than 2,000 years, all they had was a promise to rest on.
All right.
A promise that
one day,
a Savior would come.
Yes, sir.
Now, Isaiah spoke so eloquently of this cataclysmic event that would change the world and turn everything upside down.
Yes.
He wrote that we would go from famine to feast. And the veil of separation, you know, the one that the Bible talks about, was rent from top to bottom.
Yes.
That separated the deity and the dust would be ripped apart. And then a loving and caring God would save us from certainty and finality that is associated with death.
All right.
Now, it sounded great, but it was tough to believe without the how-to details.
Yes, sir.
You know, one that the medulla oblongata, the brain, of every man and woman would be able to understand and accept.
All right.
So what happened? Some chose not to believe.
That's right.
Most grew impatient while they were waiting. And they decided to look for their own kind of deliverer. See, I think that's the problem with drugs and alcohol today. Folks trying to find a deliverer.
Yes. All right.
They looking for a temporary escape when the biblical record tells me I have a permanent deliverance.
Yes.
No matter what I used to do, where I used to go, and what I've been through, I've been delivered.
All right. Yes, sir.
You know the story. God sent his son into the world to offer salvation and escape from the punishment of certain death for sin, a deliverer for the Jew and the Gentile.
Yes.
By the time Jesus came, though, the Jews had rejected Isaiah's prophetic formula for man's salvation in favor of their own ideas of a Savior. They were looking for somebody else. Someone who would destroy the Roman regime and set them free from taxation and tyranny.
Yeah.
Some chose Barabbas,
right,
whose name meant son of the father. The problem with that was he was the son of the wrong father.
Yes, sir.
Now, we can't be too hard on the Jews. They were doing what many folks are doing yet today.
Yeah.
They were looking for a solution that they could understand and accept. They didn't see their own sin as the problem. They only saw the sins of others, especially the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And that's what caused most of them to reject the solution for their dilemma.
Yeah.
They just could not accept what they couldn't understand.
All right.
But we do the same thing. We reject what we don't understand. Some reject Jesus even on this resurrection morning.
Yes.
If folks really, really, truly, shown up, believed that he got up,
all right,
then there wouldn't be an empty seat in the house.
Amen. That's right, preacher.
Some folks reject because they don't understand. They try to put a logical and quantifiable formula and calculation into something that doesn't add up. How can you explain somebody dying and getting up 3 days later when we can't even explain heavenly man? 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. We can't figure that out. So how are you going to figure out something else?
All right. Come on. All right, preacher.
See, they don't understand our praise of Christ. They don't understand our passion for Christ.
Yes.
And they don't understand our purpose in Christ.
Amen.
They don't understand how a Savior can make any difference in our lives. So they ask themselves, what can he do for me?
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
Well, the Bible has the answer to that question, and it's quite simple.
Help us today.
Christ can save you from the penalty of sin and grant you eternal life with him.
Yes.
Amen.
First, he can save you from your sins. Why do you need salvation? Because there is a penalty for sin, and the penalty is death, eternal death.
Yes. Teach now.
But Jesus offers a solution, a victory over certain death. In John 11:25, Jesus himself said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
So no, we understand that Jesus is not a magician. Jesus is the Son of God, God incarnate, Logos, God in the flesh, and he has the power to resurrect even the dead.
Well,
he's even better than all the king's men, because they couldn't get Humpty together again.
Right.
But it don't matter how many pieces you've been broken into.
Yes.
Jesus can put you together.
Yes, sir.
He can work this thing out.
Yes, sir.
He can put your soul and your physical body back together.
Yes, sir.
And the proof is in here. It's in his word.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
One Sunday morning, don't shout yet. Jesus got up out of the grave himself. And it was the first of two great getting up mornings.
Come on, you help us today.
And let me tell you how organized everything must be done decently and in order.
Right.
Jesus was so decent and so organized that he folded the burial clothes.
See.
He left them neatly in the tomb as a reminder that he had been there. He rolled a heavy two-ton stone, 4,000-pound stone aside, paralyzed the centurion guards who were appointed to watch over
him,
walked away.
Yes, sir.
Now, he had warned everybody he was going to do it.
He did. That's right. He did.
But It just couldn't get there.
Yes.
He taught his disciples and he said to them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him.
Yeah.
And after that he is killed, he shall rise on the third day. Mark 9:31. That's what he said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But nobody believed it would happen because they didn't understand how he could pull off such a feat, because they couldn't get the quadratic equations together to come up with the biomedical mathematics to put it together and figure out how Jesus got up.
Yes, sir.
It takes faith to believe what you don't understand.
Amen.
Now, if you don't believe that Christ was raised from the dead, then you will never believe that he can raise you from the dead.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll miss the second great getting up morning.
All right.
When all the saints of God shall be changed.
Yeah.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and the dead in Christ shall rise.
That's what he said.
There are three things that we just want to drop off the wagon that can stop you from being a part of that second great getting up morning, and then we'll be ready to go. The first is obvious. It's sin.
All right.
Heaven cannot and will not accept any sin-stained people.
That's right.
You've got to be washed clean first. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes, that's the word.
You know that, 1 John 1:9. Isn't it amazing how God can take the stain of Calvary's blood and the blackness of my sin, mix us together, and I come out white as snow?
Yes, sir.
It's magical, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how he does it, but I know he does. And he can purify the worst of us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I don't care what you've done, how you did it, or who you did it with or to.
Yes, sir.
All you need to do is to come to Christ with a repentant heart, and he'll do the rest.
Yes.
So don't let sin stand in the way of your salvation.
All right?
The second thing that can stop you from being a part of that great getting up morning is doubt.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Some folks are already there. You're like the kid, the guy, me, who saw the magic act and said, I don't believe it. I saw it, but I don't believe it.
Yes, sir.
This little kid saw some stuff a magician was doing. He said the same thing. He said, I don't believe it. Dad said, but son, you just saw it. The kid said, yeah, but I still don't believe it because it just can't be done. That's the kind of doubt Satan tries to put into the mind of God's people about that great getting up morning. He can plant the seed of disbelief in you faster than you can say Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Then he'll steal your opportunity for salvation right before your eyes, and you won't even see him coming.
If anyone
is a trickster, it's him.
That's it, Pastor.
He even tried to trick Jesus into giving up his throne by tempting him with bread for his hungry stomach.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
And believe me, he knows what you're hungry for.
That's right.
Yes, he does.
He'll plant that perfect little meal, whatever you're hungry for, right in your face and make it look so tempting that you'll need super powerful strength to fight it off. The kind of super strength that comes only from Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
When you doubt the power of Christ, you confirm the authority of Satan.
Yes, that's right. That's good, preacher.
Yeah.
But when you doubt the power of Christ, you confirm the authority of Satan.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of like a checker game. There are only two colors on the checkerboard. Black and red, unless you got one of them fancy ones. You know, I grew up with black and red.
Me too, Pastor.
When you play with either one or the other, in life, you have a chance to either play with good or play with evil.
Yes.
So Christ wants to open your eyes and turn you from darkness to light and from the power of Satan, the authority, thank you, Lord, of Satan, unto the power of God, that you may receive forgiveness of your sins and then have the inheritance among them which are sanctified by their faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's That's what Acts 26 and 18 said. I don't know what you're thinking right now, but you can't make me doubt it because I know way, way, way too much about it.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Third thing that can stop you from being a part of that great getting up morning is self-reliance.
All right.
Oh, I know you think you got a flat going on.
Yes, sir.
All the stars are pointed in your direction. They have lined up just for you.
Yes, sir.
The boss man likes you.
See.
Your car note's almost paid off. Your bank account got two or three nickels in it. You've got a degree hanging on the wall, and you're going to be burning your mortgage in a few minutes.
Yes.
But then let that boss man tell you that he has to cut back and lay you off. Let the car's transmission quit. Let the bank account dwindle down to zero. Let that degree you've got become outdated because of technology.
Yes.
Let the house you live in become worth less than what you owe. Let the doctor give you some bad knees and then see how self-reliant you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm telling you, we need a savior.
Come on.
Somebody we can come along and use, and he'll put the pieces back together when the world and Satan try to tear you apart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need Christ.
Yes.
He'll see you through all the calamities of life.
Yes,
he'll be your way maker and your way made.
Yes,
he'll be your company keeper in that lonely midnight hour. He'll be your battle axe in life's battles. And he'll be your bridge over troubled waters when the storms of life are raging.
Yes.
Now is shouting time.
Yes,
Jesus.
See, you need a savior who promises to make you a part of his next great act.
Yeah.
That great getting up morning when he comes back to claim his church.
Yeah.
So he offers the opportunity to belong to him and be claimed by him on that day, whether you are alive or dead, because he says in John 11:26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Yes.
You need to know this afternoon that the tomb of Christ is empty.
Yes. Right. Hallelujah.
Now,
right.
The grave of Muhammad and Buddha and Confucius is full of dead man bones.
That's right. Yes,
and Lord, the Lord allowed me to look over, and Ezekiel said, and lo, they were very dry.
Yes,
but Jesus is alive today, I tell you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't some slight magic, a sleight of hand caused by magic. It wasn't some mystical illusion that caused this event to influence the lives of every generation since Calvary, to turn every part of this unbelieving world upside down and transform the future of millions upon millions who will be in that number on that great day.
Well.
It wasn't magic, it was just the power of the Messiah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Messiah who Isaiah said we were waiting for to save us.
Yeah, we waited for him. Thank you, Lord.
He still has that same power.
Yes, he does.
He has the power to change your mess into a miracle.
Yes.
He has the power to change your calamity into calm. He can change your guilt into gratitude, your greed into generosity, your vulgarity into purity.
Yes.
He can change your disappointments into opportunities and change your weakness into strength. But you have to believe.
Yes. Believe him today.
All right.
Jesus himself said, don't let your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes, sir.
Now, I still don't know how that magician took that woman and cut her in half and made her whole hand. But I know how God took this sinful mess called Nathan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, he did.
And made me whole again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
He made me whole through the blood of Jesus, who is the Christ.
Yes, sir.
And he can do the same for you.
Sir.
Look, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did it.
Yes, sir. Man. Yes, he did.
Yes, sir.
The tomb is empty.
Hallelujah.
And oh, how full heaven is going to be one day.
Yes.
In that great getting up morning, when all the saints of God gather home, will you be in that number in the great getting up morning? Very well, very well.
Yes, sir.
When you see the lightning flashing.
Well,
you hear the thunder crashing.
Jesus.
You see the stars falling.
Yes,
and you hear the chariots calling.
Yes,
good news, the chariot's coming.
Yes, sir.
The chariot is coming fairly well. Fairly well.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
But I'm waiting for that great good news.
Yes. Jesus.
And I remember those times when I didn't deserve to go.
Yes.
All right, all right.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir. Not that I deserve to go.
That's
now.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right, preacher.
I believe him today.
But because
I believe him
today. He got up.
Yes, sir.
Early. That third day morning.
Yeah.
We were talking Wednesday, trying to determine what early really means.
Yes, we did.
Because, for instance, if you work the graveyard shift, early could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
But the Bible says early.
Early.
Bright early.
Yes, sir.
On that third day morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus got up with all power.
All power.
And you know what Webster said about all? All means all.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes.
And today.
Today.
This could be your bright early morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Thank you.
I don't know where anybody is in their relationship with God. Thank you, Lord. I know where one person is in their relationship with God.
Yes,
and that's me.
That's it.
I believe and trust that my wife and my children and everybody in here is saved, but I know I am.
Amen.
That's the other thing. You can't make me doubt.
That's right. See.
First John said, you can be saved and know.
That's right. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
So today, as we stand briefly for invitation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
As we celebrate that great getting up morning, and we look forward to that next great getting up morning, when all the saints of God go marching in, this is your opportunity to acknowledge your position in Christ. If you are saved and knoweth, then you ought to be shouting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to be happy.
But if you're not saved,
thank you, Lord.
You ought to be shouting from the rooftop, because you can run on down and get in that door.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the saints of God are going to go marching in. And Lord knows it's going to be good to have all of my brothers and sisters in that room. But I ain't stand back here for nobody.
Amen.
And when I see the chariot coming, I'm out of here. Today, if you have not accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord, this is your opportunity. This is your time to give your life to Jesus. You know, I say this a lot, but a friend of mine got involved in a little situation a week ago. And when we heard that something was going on, we didn't know what it was. But that could have been his great getting up morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mercy God.
We just don't know.
You don't know. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not saved. You ought to make your way here. You are saved. You ought to shout.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That only God can work out.
Yes.
This is your opportunity to give it over to Him. If He's blessed you and kept you, and you have a praise report or a testimony, God has done something for you that you know had to be God and nobody else.
No.
You better run up here and tell the world what God has done.
Yes.
I keep saying. That we can't sit down on Jesus.
That's right.
I think about all of the stuff that has been going on airplanes this year. You know, they falling, not hitting the ground, but just falling, except the one that crashed into the apartment building. But they just going and falling 2,000 or 3,000 feet. And I have been on a whole lot of planes this year and have several more to go. And we take it for granted that the pilot knows what he or she is doing. But remember that one pilot who lost it?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You don't know when that time is coming.
That's right.
So as God continues to bless us, may be seated. I've done as we've been commanded. As God continues to bless us, God bless you. Where's that next step of faith? As He continues to bless us, He continues to keep us, He continues to strengthen us. The Bible says that God even prunes us. And you see these big, beautiful trees, and then sometimes you wonder why folks are out there cutting leaves, helping leaves, off big, beautiful trees. Because God says sometimes I need to get rid of a little thing so I can do a greater thing.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever God has done for you, rejoice and shout with you.
Yes, hallelujah.
We thank God for those who have come today.
Amen.
Certainly excited on this resurrection day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. We give over to God for them being here to share what God has done in their lives. So today, as they share with us what the Lord has put on their hearts, again, we want us to be attentive, because this time of altar prayer and this time of altar testimony, altar prayers,
amen,
is a time we all participate. If you've been texting and doing everything throughout service, don't stop now. This is when you really need to be in touch. We have a good time on Wednesday Bible study.
Yes, we do.
On this Wednesday, I'll give you a little bit. We talked about the 8th and 9th days of creation.
Yes, yes,
man. God has put in my spirit doing some time of study. Don't look for it in the Word. It's there.
Right.
It's there, but if you look for it in that way, you won't find it.
That's right.
So we just thank God for how He illuminates His Word unto us, so that we're able to share it. We thank God for you, continue to pray with you, and pray for you. Yes, sir.
Actually, I have so many blessings to be thankful for.
Thank you, Lord.
But can't stay here all day listening to me. The blessings that I'm thankful for now that I am here, first of all, my wife, Audrey.
Amen.
My pastor, my first lady,
God bless you, God bless you.
Mr. Raspberry, Alice, the choir, just my church family. I love my church family.
Amen.
Just too many blessings, and these are, but when I'm here in the house of the Lord with my pastor and learning, I'm just truly blessed. I love y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. We thank God for you. We love you too, man.
Yeah, we do.
God has blessed us here on this one.
Thank you, Lord.
We're just excited about what He's doing. We thank God for you. Pray for you. We know you have to work some Sundays, but
We still yet pray for you, even during the week.
Amen.
I want you to know that we love you. And we love you.
Amen.
God bless you.
What up, my friend?
I'm giving all honor to God.
Another young man, 21 years old, a believer.
Yes.
What makes the difference?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Who makes the difference is Jesus.
Amen.
And we thank God he spared you.
Amen.
For the opportunity to be his witness.
Amen.
Even more so.
Amen.
And I thank God for just this hour he's allowing us. I know some of us, thank you, Lord, all of us are going through some kind of test.
Amen.
Yeah,
or struggle,
yeah, yeah.
Amen.
If we want to call it that.
Amen.
But he's looking for us to be the witness.
Amen.
The light.
Amen.
Of the world.
Yeah.
To go out and proclaim
Jesus
bliss.
Yes.
Pastor, thank you for that word of encouragement.
Amen.
To ignite.
Amen.
The fire.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
That we want to be a part of that resurrection, that second resurrection. And we thank, the great getting up morning. So I just wanted to thank God.
Yes,
keep the
yes.
body of Christ prayed up and on our prayer list, and keep our pastor lifted
yes.
up.
Yes.
For he goes through a lot of different stuff that no one knows but God. So I really encourage us to please keep our pastor lifted up.
Amen. God bless you. Just thank God for what he's doing. Amen.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. We'll just ask everybody to reach out and touch somebody wherever is near to you. Sorry, go back to bed, would you? My name is R. Amen.
Is she asleep?
Is it? As we go to God in prayer. Oh God, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for these, your people, God, who have come just to offer unto you, God, those words of praise and thanksgiving, God. Those times of worship, God, and those prayers, God, not prayers of petition, but prayers of thanks, God. We thank you, God, individually and collectively for what you have done among us.
Thank you.
We thank you, God, for healing us physically. We thank you, God, for delivering us spiritually. And we thank you, God, for eternally saving us.
Thank you, God.
So on this Resurrection Day celebration, God, we just give ourselves unto you.
Yes.
We vow, God, that you will have your way in every aspect of our life. We keep trying, God, and we understand that we are not perfect, but God, we will strive toward perfection. And as that maturity comes in us, God, as we grow even the more, we will continue to acknowledge and thank you for what you are doing in our life. So bless us individually and collectively. Use us, God, for your glory. So we come now acquiescing and surrendering, God. Bless us and keep us is our prayer. In Jesus, in your holy and righteous name, the blood covering of the Lamb, and the saints of God said, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, get us ready for that day.
Jesus, get us ready.